CliffCentral.com.
Here he is, Stavel Mark. Stavel Mark was born in Jamaica. He's done international modeling. He's an MC voiceover artist. He's also an actor. He studied at the New York Film Academy and the TVI Actors Studio in Los Angeles. And he has a book called The Refined Player. And he is here this morning. Look at him, Mubs. Just take a look at that.
Well, how can you not?
Good morning. Good morning, Art.
How you doing?
No, I am good.
You know, sir. I'm giving you one hell of an intro here, but you're actually one of the most down-to-earth, normal, fun people. And when I do see you, I'm always happy to see you because you are not full of yourself.
That's a Jamaican quote right there. I'm not done with it. I'm still signing it.
Out of many, one people. Oh, yes.
That is Jamaican.
That is Jamaican. That's true.
Yes.
This is The Refined Player. This is your book, Sex, Lies, and Dates, 180 Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
What's the book about?
It's about life. It's about humanity. It's about honesty. More importantly. But wait, you said you wanted to do this interview. Are we doing it in Jamaican?
Because we're going
to Are we going to go Jamaican are we going to go Nigerian or are we going to go British?
I'm going to start with a Jamaican accent.
All right.
Like this. And we want to know how long did you spend in Jamaica before you came here?
Well, you want to see, I born in Jamaica. And left Jamaica when I was about 14 or 16.
And, well, so you spent a lot of time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so I've been in Jamaica since the basic days, and you know, spent high school, finished high school, and carried on all the way.
Is that a sexy accent? Mubs?
Savannah, which is where your grandmother came from. Savannah, beautiful part of the country.
It is, huh?
Absolute beautiful.
I've got to go,
part of the
man.
Country. Yeah, man.
You have to see it.
You have to.
Do you think there's something about that Caribbean life?
Yeah.
Because everybody who comes from there, they don't, and it's not smoking weed. They just are chilled. They're relaxed. They're happy. Jamaica's had its ups and downs. I mean, let's not be
naive. Absolutely, man.
You know,
absolutely.
And politically, there's a lot going on there, and some of it is not always great for the people who live there. But most Caribbean people are just, they love life. They're happy.
Right.
They're relaxed. They're nice to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're lovely to people from other countries.
Maybe it's the food. Maybe it's the ocean. Because if you think about it, every time you go into a room where they're trying to get you all calmed down, it's music, it's, you know, it's always the wind and rainforest music, which that stuff is quite natural for us daily.
Right.
Even the food we eat is quite what you call health food here. You go into a quiet, it's the same thing we eat.
If you look at people who've really made it in life, people like Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond books, he went and lived in the Caribbean.
And he actually has his own island out there.
There we go.
Yes.
Richard Branson's got Necker Island, which is also in the Caribbean. He lives there. Princess Margaret used to go there to get away from the paparazzi, and she would spend a whole lot of time in Mustique. There are all these places. Mubs, these names.
Mm.
Curacao.
Mm.
Yes.
Grenada.
Yes.
Trinidad. Tobago.
Barbados.
Cuba. Barbados.
Cuba.
Bahamas. Cayman Islands,
Saint Martinique.
Isn't that nice?
Anguilla.
Anguilla.
They just have a sound to them that's just so much more interesting.
But my grandmother used to support the West Indies cricket team until she died. She just, I think you never, that's also a thing that's interesting about Jamaicans, is that wherever they go, they retain like a Jamaican-ness about them.
No, absolutely.
There are a lot of Jamaicans in New York. There's actually a suburb in New York called Jamaica.
Called Jamaica, yes. Yes. Jamaica, Queens.
Mm. And the people in New York who are from Jamaica are very tied into their culture. There's something
Jamaicans all around the world is very patriotic.
Mm.
And so when you see a Jamaican, he's not shy about it. He or she's not shy about it because we're very patriotic about who we are. We're very brand Jamaica.
Were your parents both born there as well?
Yeah, man. 100%.
And for generations back, that was your background.
Generations back, 100%.
I wish we could have claimed you as South African.
Well, I mean, at this point, I guess they said I could be a neutral. I've been traveling here for more than 15 years, so.
Where do you spend most of your time now?
Well, I'm between Johannesburg and Los Angeles when I'm not shooting wherever else in the world.
That's a lot of distance to cover, man.
I love it, man. I love it, man. I love traveling. Traveling gives you so much. I think it teaches you patience. You're meeting all these people as you're traveling.
That's why I hate it, because
well, I'm a people person, so you see, for me, I love talking and learning new things from different people, especially writing this book. I mean, all the 800 interviews that were carried out were just random people all over the world.
Even your name is cool, Stavel Mark.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
So what kind of name, what is Stavel? What kind of name is that? I've never heard that before.
It's actually French.
It is?
Yes, it's French. Je m'appelle Stivelle.
Oh, very. And you speak a bit of French too?
Un petit peu.
Oh, wow. God, he's got everything. He's got the full armory.
Listen,
you're
to this
pretty
guy.
Much a one-man assault team on women.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Am I right?
One man assault team. It's like Sentiment. He's a secret assassin. Sentiment.
You could. You could go into a room and you could.
You are the blueprint for ideal man.
Well, thank you, ma'am. That's the refined player. Well, that is the refined player.
Is this
player.
What your book is about? Is,
yes.
Is about being the best kind of man that you could be, not just for, to turn women on.
A billion times over, that is what it's about.
Right.
Because he's a player. An average player is a guy, he's like a magician.
Uh-huh.
He's got his bag of tricks. And, you know, every move, every word is rehearsed over and over again. He knows how to manipulate. That's what he does. That's a player.
But
the refined player, on the other hand, Mavs, I think you're hot. I want to hook
here
up.
Here we go.
Is that okay?
Yes.
You're going to make a fool of her chair.
Like, well, she walked in just now and I said to her, the hair is nice.
Mm.
I twirled around my hand and I pulled her in.
Yeah, he pulled on it.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, like I did not mind.
But is it good to be called a player? Because a lot of women would be turned off by a guy who's a player.
Well, I think that's just it. I think it's because of the negative connotation that's behind it.
Mm.
And I think that's specifically why I chose that title. Because people see, and it's interesting to read the book and then go, oh, actually, wow, this is not about playerhood. It's about saying, if you're still out there playing the field, be honest about where you are. The interviews I carried out for this book, all these women were just like, listen, I wish he was just honest from the get-go. Don't say, hey, I'm at a point in my life where I just want to settle down. You know, I love you. You know, it's interesting for me how many men use love for sex and how many women use sex for love.
That is a very important point, and I think I'm going to use that quote over and over again in my own life. You know what? You're just using sex for love, and I'm just using love for sex.
Yes. She wants your love, and you want her respect.
That's
the basic of it. Because when you don't give the love she desires, she doesn't return that respect. And so this vicious circle continues.
Is it because men and women are so different, and we want such different things? Or is there a place where we can, like an intersection point, where we go, this is where we're both getting what we want, we're both happy, and that's how some people end up in relationships that work?
If you're not honest about it, it'll never work, Gareth. Because here's the thing. You meet her, and you perform for her. As in, literally, we're on a date, you're performing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, literally, after the first date is like, you're meeting my PA. I perform for you. I do what I think you want me to want to see, and you do what you think I want to see just the same. And we both dance around and play this game, and we can sit here and go, okay, so when do we do it?
Mm.
And before you know it, if you're good, and she loved it, kind of like fourth shag down, she goes, so what are we doing?
Oh.
Where are we getting with this?
And then
you have to be honest about it.
And so what do you say? Because I don't think you are the kind of guy who settles down very easily.
I said up front, before we even hook up.
Oh, yeah?
This is exactly where I am in my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what we're doing.
So give Mabali the speech as if you met her in a club now. Or you met her at a bar, or you met her at a house party or something, and she says to you, oh, you're just so wonderful. Now you're honest with her. What do you say?
I said, thank you. I think you're beautiful too.
And then?
In fact, I love the lips on you. May I taste them?
Ooh. And then she says?
She'll probably
I'd laugh.
You see?
I'll laugh and keep quiet because, you know, I'm a shy girl.
But you see, Gareth, that's exactly where you want to get her.
All right.
That's exactly where you want to have her because now you've gotten her to laugh.
Uh-huh.
That's the difference. A woman loves laughter.
Well, everybody loves laughter.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
But for her, when you have her laughing, that's exactly where you want to be.
But, you know, I love this thing where you say that people need to just be honest from the word go, because
it's exactly what it is.
I think also, you know, these days there are more and more women who also, they don't really want anything from you other than like immediate carnal pleasure.
Absolutely.
But men are
intimidated by that.
Well,
you see now, because we've been the hunter.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the difference was for me, Gareth, because after I started modeling and going around the world, I realized I was no longer the hunter, but the hunted.
Yes, because you're an object of desire.
Exactly. That's the shift. That was the shift for me.
Okay, how does it feel? Because again, I'm not being self-deprecating here. I do not know what it's like to the degree that someone like you must to be pursued by so many women purely because they don't know you when they meet you. They just look at you.
Yes.
And it's the look of the person that they immediately get interested in. So when you get pursued by these women, what is the overwhelming feeling? Because a lot of them are not going to be women that you're attracted to necessarily.
Absolutely.
So what happens there in your head?
At this point, I mean, and I guess all guys do it. You meet a woman, you know right there and then, do I just want to hook up with this person? Or is she girlfriend material?
Or we are, am I not interested
or
at
Or am
all?
I not interested yeah. at all? And okay. if you're not, yeah. you can still be polite about it.
Yeah, tell me how you, do, you phrase that.
You absolutely go about it. You have a conversation.
Hello. I'll be the elephant woman, all right?
Hello, Steve. I want to hook up with you.
Really? In what ways?
Every way possible. I'm a three-input woman.
Oh, no.
You know what? At this point, I thank you firstly. Thank you. That's incredible yes. of you. But that's not where I am right now.
Can't we go to my house?
We could go and just have a chat.
Oh, no. Naked house.
No. No, you don't want to do that. You're going to hate me after. Don't do that.
How do you know she's going to stop after that? I mean, that might not be enough. You because might have to be a little harsher. Though, Garrett,
that's, you see, that's where we have to be as a man to go. Listen.
Yeah.
This is not just about her.
Mm.
This is about me also.
Mm.
And that's where the refined player woman made me to the refined player. By saying,
was there one particular woman who did this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, tell me about
it. It was a straightforward, refined. She was a dominatrix, actually.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And we met. We just had a random conversation. We actually met here in Johannesburg at Taboo, I think it was, about 5 years back. And she literally just looked at me and she said, listen, I've heard about you since I've landed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, heard about me? She's like, yes, because I'm half Jamaican.
Oh.
And I live in Toronto, and everybody keeps saying to me, oh, just another Jamaican guy here. So, yes, I've been kind of expecting you. So I said, expecting me? For what?
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, because I've heard. I was like, well, there's nothing to expect. It's as straightforward as that. So she goes, listen, I know you want to hit it. I'm not going to try and be a notch in your belt. I said, who says I'm wearing a belt? I'm not trying to top any notches up here.
Yeah.
And then she says to me, look, here's the point. Because you can get it doesn't mean you have to take it. It's as simple as that. Because you can get it doesn't mean you have to take it.
You were schooled.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Straightforward. So about...
she turned the tables.
Oh, no, she totally did. And it was that point where you sit there going, what do I do now? Because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
You're the one, you know, you're now hit out of your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
So we went on this whole trip because we had a job and we had to travel out together. We were out there with Seal and all these big stars.
Right.
Just doing this thing. And at the end of it all, she literally, I mean, she specifically said, no, I want us to stay in the same room. Oh. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
I said, okay, fine. I'll play this game. So I stayed in the same room with her.
Uh-huh.
She would come out of the shower naked.
Uh-huh.
She would ask me for massages.
Uh-huh.
I said, why would I want to give you a massage?
Uh-huh.
She's like, no, what? I thought you were cool. I thought you were a model and you see naked people every day. Sure, mm-hmm. This is fine for you. I said, okay, fine, sure. So I obliged, massages, all this stuff, and I left it at that. And yes. I asked her straightforward. I said, okay, you're playing the game now, and I'm going to play the game with you. Does your thoughts of me ever become sexual? I need facts. She goes, that was it, the pause. And I said, okay, now stop the bullshit. Uh-huh. Let's get to it.
Let's get down, baby.
Straightforward. Kill.
And then you must have had the most unbelievable, powerful sex with this woman.
No.
It must have been like machinery.
I didn't.
No?
I didn't.
Was it horrible?
She said, all you will get is head.
Oh.
That's it.
But isn't that okay?
No. But yeah. She was playing the game, Gareth.
Yeah, she was.
She was playing the game. You have to see where she's getting here. She's reeling you in, my friend.
Yes.
She's reeling you in.
For her, the pleasure was more in being in control than
there
the actual sex.
Yes. That's what it was.
Did you feel like a piece of meat afterwards?
No, I did not. She was so hot. I was like, what?
Okay.
No.
All right. So what happens after this in your brain? Because she's the one who you say turned you into a refined player.
Yeah.
Was it that she played a game with you and that you ended up having to go along with her? She was leading the dance. And mm-hmm. that messed your head up and you'd never been used to that before?
No.
What changed the game?
I think this is what it is, Gareth. I see relationships like meals.
Mm.
Literally, every culture has that one meal. It's what it is. Every culture has that one meal.
Yes.
In Jamaica, it's rice and peas and chicken. It's uh-huh. rice and peas and curry goat, whatever it's going to be.
In
Nigeria, maybe jollof rice.
Right.
Or, you know, South Africa, maybe like pap and steak or whatever.
Right.
And we all make these meals.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, every home that you go to, it's cooked differently.
Mm.
And that's exactly what relationships are like. So you have to be honest with yourself and go, okay, I love the way I make my pap, but what my ballad throw in there really makes it a little bit better. So are you glass half full?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you glass half empty? Are you going to up your game or are you going to be intimidated? So for me, it was about upping my game up. That's what it was.
Do you think relationships have to be hard work?
No, they don't have to be. if you're honest about it. If you're honest 100%.
But aren't people always, you could be honest.
No, Gareth. No,
no. Hang on. Let me try and get to the bottom of this. Because I do agree with a lot of what you're saying. And I like the idea that you have a very pragmatic approach to relationships. Mm-hmm. But feelings get involved. And
of course.
Let's be honest. A lot of times, no matter how much honesty there are different expectations between the two people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she wants, or he wants, or whatever the case may be, to settle down, to have security, a bit of domesticity, a routine, that kind of thing. The other partner wants freedom and options and the ability to be a bit selfish a lot of the time. And you end up with one of them getting angry or hurt or feeling left out or dejected.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing's screwed up, man, no matter how much honesty there is.
No. See, Gareth, that's I've had in the last 4 months, friends and myself included. And all she said to me was, look, I know when we said we were going to do this, this is what you said.
Mm.
It's been 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed in any way?
And you say no.
I really like you and I know what we said we were going to get into, but is it okay with you if we took it a step further?
And what do you say?
And I said, you know, I'm still at that point. I do not wish to go further. Because that,
then,
and she goes, okay, well,
and
we can enjoy
her.
And it's up to her to make the decision. It's just like meeting her at the bar. It's up to her. Don't lie to her and give her all these stories. Let the choice be with her.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
4 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah, 4 years. And I didn't cheat. It's a choice that we make.
Do you cheat?
I've cheated before. Okay. But when I'm in a relationship, I don't cheat.
Okay.
Because it's a choice that you make. And here's the thing about cheating. We all cheat, men and women.
Mm.
We cheat for excitement.
Mm.
And we don't realize that by cheating, we actually take away from our partners.
Right.
Because if I'm getting fulfilled elsewhere, whether it be sexually, emotionally, or otherwise, I can't give all of that to you because some of it is gone. And so you have to remind each other where you are. And guys are like that. We're very territorial. So when I'm out here with Mavs right now and she's with the girls we just met, it's kind of like I'm going to hold on to her hand and I'll be touchy-touchy around the boys.
Mm.
But now when we go around her girls, it's kind of like, whoa, a bit too close there.
You be being clingy. Get off
me. Yeah, you're kind of clingy.
Why is that? Because you don't want them to think that you're too into it?
I guess you're kind of trying to look free as well.
Psychologically,
because you have the emotional detachment.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's the emotional detachment.
I think humans are really actually quite simple. We just try and complicate
them. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, in this book, because if I picked this book up and I was a guy who knew nothing about how to talk to women, I didn't have a lot of confidence. Let's say I was an insecure guy. I didn't have a whole lot of personality. I don't have jokes. I don't have a good look. Is this going to help?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because again, this book is, and it's a cliche, quote unquote, knight in shining armor. It's just saying, when you're around her, she's your nurturer, she's your source of strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's who she is, and what you feed her is what she's eventually going to give back to you. And if she's not, you have to be wise enough or honest enough with yourself to go, this is not where I want to be. It's like friendships or anything else. If you're the great friend to your other friend, and this person never gives back anything, eventually it's like, this is a one-way street. You got to be honest about where you are.
Have you ever really screwed up a relationship? Because people will read this and they'll think that you know everything, but you've made mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. You don't learn until you've made mistakes. I'm only where I am now because of the mistakes I've made.
If you say you've never made a mistake,
I feel sorry for you.
Let's hear about one of these mistakes. It'll make all of us feel better about ourselves.
It'll make all of us feel
better.
Tell
me how you screwed up. Come on.
I made the mistake that a lot of guys make, okay? You meet her and you think, oh my gosh, she's the epitome of what you desire, what you see your ideal woman to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do everything you think you need to do to make sure she's yours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to lie about it, you're going to lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
That does not matter. It's the same. You see it in the club. I'm going to pretend to be a baller.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You see it where I'm going to the restaurant. I'm going to try and impress you.
Mm.
And oftentimes a woman who is beautiful or successful and is going through her life, is absolutely chill. She didn't want you to lie to her. So I did the whole, yeah, I'm at a point in my life. I'm ready to settle down. You know, I've had some bad relationships to know when a great one is great.
Why do women love a damaged guy who's like, who's been through the mill? Why is that, Mubs?
Because women...
They're nurturers, Gareth. Yeah. They're nurturers. It's what they do.
But it's
they
want
to fix you.
It's also, I mean, I think it's also because we try and prove a point. Like, I will be the one that changes this man. Yeah. No, you will not, actually.
And guys do that too. Guys do it too.
You can't change another person. They change
we don't
themselves.
Change. We compromise. That's what we do. We compromise. So
we evolve.
You could say we evolve too. Because, I mean, think about it. You know, it's the usual thing. Like, okay, you're going to the toilet. Please lift the seat. Don't let me come back here and sit in your sprinkles. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those.
Yes,
or if you're going to sprinkle, wipe the seat when you're done. And, you know, it's one of those where if you haven't, you hear your name in the back. Gareth! It's one of those. But you have to just be cognizant of where you are and what you're doing.
Someone told me once, I wish I could credit this person because I don't remember who said it, but they said, women get with a guy thinking they can change him, but they never do.
Mm-hmm.
And guys get with a woman hoping she'll never change, but she does.
That's a very, 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 very good point.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that.
You agree with that, Mubs?
You know, I think people... change each other in a relationship?
No, see, and that's where the issue is. That's exactly what you've been asking all this time, Gareth. That's exactly where it is.
Because, you know, all of a sudden it's like, but why is she behaving like a bitch? And maybe it's because you are driving her to behave that way. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, absolutely.
People influence and impact each other in a relationship
that
changes your behavior as well.
When you get to that point, it's time to walk away. Because here's the thing. When we just met, we are never disrespectful to each other.
No, we were not.
We were never disrespectful. So you have to get to a point where you're like, I'm so hateful about this whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm out. It's where I start saying stuff and it runs through your head. And here's the thing about it, Gareth. Uh-huh. We listen to respond. We don't listen to understand, then respond. Uh-huh. As guys, we always want to fix it. So she gets someone, she's like, oh, honey, worst day ever. This is what's going on. She calls you on the phone. It's like, oh, my boss has just been a total tit. Yeah. And you're just like, you just want to fix it because that's what we do. We want to fix it. Mm. No, honey, you're right. No, but you know
but what? She just wants you to
she
listen.
She just wants you to listen, man.
No, that's a problem I've never
just
really.
Just listen.
Yeah, I know.
And once she's calmed down,
right?
Only then go, so about what you're saying earlier, you could have done it this way or you could have done it that way.
Because we want to solve problems.
Yes.
But sometimes she just wants to get it off her chest.
Absolutely.
All. Yeah, look,
she's going, you're my one-stop shop.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have everything I need. And here's where I say,
yeah,
you're supposed to only be my one-stop shop sexually. That's it. That's it. Okay? In this relationship, you're my one-stop shop sexually only. Because think about it. How many friends do you have?
Yeah.
They all have different personalities.
Mm.
And based on what you're going through in that moment, you're going to call John or Zeppo or Mabali.
Right.
And it's the same principle in a relationship. How many times are you sitting there, you just woke up, you have no reason why, you're just annoyed. You don't want to talk to her. She doesn't want to talk to you. Then a friend calls and you go, oh. So you're all smiley and Danny over the phone, but you're sitting there the whole time quiet. Why is that?
Yes, she gets angry with you because she thinks you're sharing yourself with someone else.
There
it should be her.
You see?
Oh, my God. You
there
know what?
It is.
Dude, no, you're knocking on some very good doors here.
But isn't part of the problem the fact that people in relationships want to be each other's everything? And I don't know that is necessarily the healthiest thing.
Absolutely.
You can't look to your partner to be your everything.
You cannot be my everything. And that's why you have a mother. That's why you have a father. That's why you have friends. Based on what I'm going through, I'm going to call Mabali. I can't call Gareth on this one because he's going to be judgmental.
Hey,
or he's going to tell me the things I don't want to hear.
Do you feel sorry for people who are trapped in relationships where they don't believe they could do better and they're scared of being alone?
Absolutely. Do you know how many people do that, Gareth? How many people settle for a emotionless happily ever after? It's sad.
Mm.
It's very sad.
That's going to be the worst because... then you have to put on a show every time you go
every
out.
Every day.
You hate each other, but you...
Absolutely.
You got to put on a show because, we settled for each other. We may as well make this work.
You know, one of the...
And that's not true for everybody, by
no,
the way.
It's
there
not.
Are those lucky people who just everything aligns and it all
Gareth,
works.
I promise you now, the most successful relationships I've seen are the people who are absolutely honest. No matter how bad the one partner is going to feel, they just tell them exactly how they feel, where they are, and what they're going through. The interviews I carried out for this book. Majority of the men, I said, why do you cheat? No, you know, she doesn't love sex as much as I do, and, you know, she can't keep up. Or some of the local guys, oh, I'm a future boy. Oh, I'm a cheater boy. She can't keep up. I'm like, huh? Women may not think about sex as much as we do, Gareth.
Well.
But they sure as hell love sex as much as we do.
Yes.
If she's not wasting her nakedness, there's a big difference.
What does that mean?
Wasting your nakedness, the sex has just begun. Oops, it's over.
Oh, right.
You see? And you got to be honest about what you want. If you want to try out new things, say it. Because sometimes a woman is sexually liberated, but she won't let you see that off the bat. Because she wants you to think exactly.
She's worried you might think that she's
loose or she's slow or whatever. Yeah. Whatever derogatory term may be used insert here. You know,
we've created a lot of shame around that.
Absolutely. Mm. So she wants you to be the one that pulls it out of her. So it's kind of like, I'm going to let him feel like he's the one that pulled this out of me. Because
that's why this 50 Shades of Grey was such a big deal.
There you go.
A lot of women have had these fantasies, but that book made it legit.
It's okay. It's like, it's okay. Yeah. And I mean, the one guy said my book is like the answer to that, which is kind of weird. Okay.
Well, okay.
Because for
me, if it sells like that book, you'll be fine, right?
You know, I'll be very thankful and happy like that. But it's where we come back to where I'm saying you got to be honest about what you want. Or, you know, and again, I have friends who are guilty of this. Married friends who are just, and I say to them all the time, you can't keep saying to me, I can't do this with my quote unquote clean wife. So I have to find a quote unquote dirty girl.
Mistress.
Yeah. Mistress.
Side chick.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, who you think is going to do all the dirty things to her?
Yes.
Because she wants the dirty stuff.
Right.
Every woman, and I say, maybe you could back me up on this one. Every woman has a dirty little princess side to her.
Yeah.
Waiting for you to drink.
Yes.
She's dying to be your porn star, dude.
Yes. But
how many times have you been in a relationship?
You've
got
to approach it very carefully.
Because be
like
honest,
you say,
man.
No. You got to be very gentle about this because, again, there's a lot of shame attached to her admitting that side of
her. No, Gareth, no. This is what I've learned about
her. Friends find out that she's behaving like a porn star in the bedroom.
No, what?
They're going to be like, woof.
But that's the thing. All women have that one friend who is just so out there and so like open about everything. Mm. And she's always like, no, you need to talk to my friend about this. Gareth, here's the thing. My friend and I have sex right now, and I call her back at the office, and I'm like, so, oh my gosh, like the sex last night was just incredible. Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's okay. She hears, it's okay for her. Mm-hmm. All right? Here's what she really wants to hear.
Oh,
honey,
my God.
So I'm sitting here and I can't get up off my chair. Boner alert. It was so fucking amazing last night. Can we come over? And she says to you, lunch is in an hour. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And you got,
there we
that's,
go.
Where
that's
do
exciting,
we go? It's
right?
exciting.
Yeah, you make a plan.
You make a plan.
Traffic is not an issue.
It's never an issue. You're like, where you at? Durban. I'll be out. Don't even worry about it. I'll be there in, I'll be there. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing? You call your friend and tell you.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Have you ever been offered money by a married woman to have sex with her?
Yes.
Have you ever taken up such an offer?
No. I'll tell you why. Because of the moral clause there.
What's
I don't have sex with married people.
Oh, that's married it. People. But
yes.
You would take the money.
Oh, what? So she was over here going, role play tonight. You going to come over and you going to do this. And I still need the money too. I'm going to take that money.
Oh, but you, in other words, you have had sex with a woman for money, but not a married woman.
No, role playing only.
Okay, so well, it's you're playing. Okay, you're her Christian Grey in that case.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. But
why do you remind me of those movies? You know those movies that they make? Where there's an all-black cast and there's like one token white person, but it's all these really good-looking. I've seen so many of them. They show quite a lot of them on which channel is it, man?
No, they show them everywhere. You just need to catch them.
No, I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah.
But you know those movies?
The Tyler Perry films.
Are these those anything,
Tyler Perry
anything
films.
With,
like,
anything with Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Now, these movies.
Right.
I think you're living the life that is portrayed in those movies, which is fictional. I think you live that life in reality.
And that's what life is about.
Don't you think
that's what life is about, Gareth?
Isn't that his life?
You have to live your life cleanly. You have to be honest. Gareth, here's the thing. And this is how I go about my life.
Who's the most beautiful woman you've ever been with?
I can't say her name.
Is she well known?
What I will say is this.
Is she a well-known
woman?
She
was voted most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, hang on. Flex, give me a list of the most beautiful women in the world, and we're going to go down that list until we find out who this is. Come on, give me a clue.
No.
Initial.
No.
Just the initials.
No.
Nod three times if it's Halle Berry.
No, not going to go there. No.
That's
the thing about a refined gentleman. You never kiss and tell.
Jessica Alba.
You're what? No.
Shakira.
No, Gareth, we're not going to do this.
I'm going to keep going. I swear to God. I've got all day.
You can keep going with it.
I got all day.
No.
I'll wear you out.
No. We're not going to do it.
You will eventually, you'll give in and you'll give up the answer.
No.
I need to know who this woman is.
No.
Have you been with Hollywood actresses?
Yes. She is an Hollywood actress.
Oh, this woman is?
Yes.
Okay, narrow that field down to Hollywood actresses.
Flex is furiously searching.
Is she a black woman or a white woman?
Gareth, we're not going to do this.
Yes, you are. Come on.
No.
I know you want to.
No.
You want to tell the world?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're a guy.
No, I don't.
You want the world to know that this is the quality.
Here's what a refined player told me as well.
Of your
game. Woman. No, here's what a refined woman. refined player woman said this. Telling other men and your friends about who you've slept with does not make your dick bigger.
Yes, we know that.
So,
yes.
Let it be that. We had a great time. Let it be that. Never discuss the details.
Did you ever work in bars at any stage?
Oh, dude. Oh, my gosh. All the bars, dude.
Okay, so J-Lo is very much in the game still. Okay,
and all the Kardashians are in the game.
Yep.
Not interested. Thank
and
you.
And Madonna.
No, me neither.
And Madonna. Interested.
And Madonna.
Madonna still gets it at 60, dude. Dude, at 70, Madonna still gets it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
We're born on the same day, by the way.
If Madonna walked up to you now.
Now.
This list is getting narrower.
Now.
Yeah, I would. I'm the same, dude.
I'll do nasty things for Madonna. I will drink her bath water. What? Oh my gosh.
And you know she's going to do nasty things to you too. Right?
Hello.
That woman is a player. A refined player.
Very refined.
Uh-huh.
And what's the thing about Madonna why you love her so much? She's so honest. She's so open and well.
Also,
she just says what she wants.
Also, she is a force of nature. She's no longer tied to normal human frailties and pursuits.
No.
This woman is just like a tornado.
Oof, Madonna.
I think
Madonna.
She could, I think she, just by thinking it, can change the world.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. No, Madonna will get it. Over,
she makes,
over.
She makes men and women shiver with fear.
Always.
Right, exactly.
Inside out.
Now, what is, for you, the most difficult situation? Let's give some advice to people.
Yeah.
If you really want somebody and they just are not interested, let's say for guys in this case, you're after a girl and she just does not care about you. You're not sure what it is that maybe she's not interested in.
Yeah.
And you got to have something. Where do you even begin with that kind of thing?
But Gareth, here's how I've approached it.
How do you walk up to this woman? What is the thing you say to her?
No, but for me, if I really think she's not into me, it's that.
Then that's it.
Because you're constantly.
In other words, you have to get over it.
Yeah, you just have to get over it, man.
Shit.
Just get over it because she will always treat you as the guy. And here's the thing: it's like when you're in the middle of that breakup, or you know you're about to break up. Like the call that comes in, you're like, you know what? It's fine. Yeah, okay, well, fine. Bye. Whoever makes that first call, has just lost all the power. You do. Here's how I approach life: if you disrespected me, you're going to call me and apologize. You had the big girl panties on when you call and you said it was over. You don't get to call me and just go, hi, how are you doing?
I miss you.
No. You better put them big girl panties back on and you better say, I'm really sorry. I messed up. I need you back in my life just the same. You got to be honest about it, man. I'm telling you, you're a man. She needs you. And she's a woman. She needs you, and you need her.
Is it Jada Pinkett Smith?
We're not going to do this. Oh.
Flex, how are we doing on that list?
You know what's funny about it? Here's what I say. Here's what I will. No, not. It's too soon. I'll let you keep going first.
What do you think of Lupita? Lupita Nyong'o.
I think she's gorgeous.
Beautiful look, right?
I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think she's gorgeous.
Not her.
She just started a game.
Yeah, okay, all right. So it's a more experienced woman.
She hasn't been voted sexiest woman in the world.
Could she have been an 80s beauty queen? Is that too old?
Too old.
Oh, wow. Is there an age range for you?
No. I don't have an age range.
Because you did say Madonna, right?
I mean, there's no such thing as an age range.
Blonde or brunette?
I mean, to everything.
Everything.
I mean, to all races, all women. What? Nice. I mean, to women.
You're not helping me narrow the field here.
I wasn't trying to.
Now I'm like a dog with a bone. I got to find out who this woman is.
I wasn't trying to. No.
If there's a possibility for you to settle down one day, what kind of a woman do you think you'll end up with?
What kind of a woman?
Yeah, I mean, not in terms of just looks. I'm saying what kind of a woman could hold you down in a relationship in a semi-permanent kind of fashion where you feel now you're ready to...
But that's just it, Gary. It's not her job to hold me down.
I know that. But what kind of woman would get your attention and maybe make you into that husband?
All right. So obviously I need her to be lookable, but I'm into sexy over beautiful at any given day.
And they're different things, right?
Totally different things. So I choose sexy over beautiful every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
She has to be morally up to my standards. Hygienically up to my standards, because it's very important.
This is like looking in a horse's mouth before you buy it.
Yeah, but no, and that's exactly what my mother said. My mother said, "Open the bag, make sure you got potatoes and not lemons."
Mm.
So
that's also a Jamaican parable.
Of course,
there's a lot of stories about Jamaicans who've gone home with lemons.
No, listen, it's very important because here's the thing, though, and it's like women ask me all the time. So does the whole 90-day thing work?
Open the bag, Steven. You have got to open the bag.
Yeah, open the bag. Make sure so y'all get potato and not lemons. But Gary, you're in this. You're in this. Here's someone you're hoping to spend the rest of your life with.
All right.
You have to be honest with yourself.
Okay, but hang on. You say morally up to your standards. What does that mean? What is to you, what's moral? Are you a religious man?
I am. Very religious. Okay.
So I would imagine
of a Christian faith.
Ten commandments type stuff.
No, I expect you to make mistakes. I'm just saying you have to just, you know, you're not someone that's going to kill someone. You're not someone that supports rape or, you know, like you
so
have
not
to
not a murderer or a rapist. This is good. Okay.
You need people who are just straightforward in society's good, quote unquote, good person.
All right.
You know?
But what if she says...
Sexually? Oh, man. You need to be a 4-star. Yeah.
Okay, but hang on. Because she could say to you morally...
Yeah.
You don't meet my standard because you've slept with 1,000 women.
And that's okay.
Is it?
Yes.
But then you're already points down on her book.
No, Gareth, you have to find someone who accepts you for you.
Okay.
I'm not here to convince
anybody.
So you're
not embarrassed by the fact that you've slept with 1,000
women?
No. And you have slept with 1,000 women.
I
read in the book here, there's 1,000. You keep a tally. On the back page, you actually have, like on a prison wall where they go line, and they cross through. There's an actual page. Ladies and gentlemen, in this book, there's a page where he crosses
it's
off the number of women
bad.
He slept with.
The only other man who's slept with more women is
Julio Iglesias.
There you go. That cat.
Oh, what a legend he is. What a legend. What a legend. But you know what, Gareth, because even now I was asked the question in Cape Town because I was launching down there over the last 2 days. And, you know, one of the questions from one of the journalists was, has this affected your game by coming out and say you've slept with all these women?
Yeah.
That's just it. People want honesty. So they're like, I want to be in that list.
Now, you say something in this book.
Yes.
This is how I know that you're a good guy. This is a good book to read. Mubs, I advise.
I have a copy of that book.
Listen to this.
And that's taken from what? From him to her? From her to him?
From him to her. This is how I know you're being truthful in here.
All right.
This is The Refined Player by Stavelmark by this book. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you why. A guy says to a girl, I don't want to cuddle immediately after sex. Give me a few minutes to come down from my high.
Yes.
This is so important. This
yes.
is such a big deal. Because the woman...
What does she say?
Want?
What does she say after
I'll read
that.
It to you. She goes, I want us to cuddle after sex or to be tended to for a little while.
Yes.
Different things. We want different things right after that. The moment the sex is done, you're... A guy, you're euphoric. She's euphoric, but what she wants is intimacy.
She wants an intimacy. Yes.
You want to turn away. You want to get away.
Absolutely.
You know why? I figured it out psychologically.
Tell me.
Because you've given her your seed. You've lost something.
Dr. Cliff.
No. You've lost something. She's gained something. She's feeling powerful. She wants to keep you close.
I think it's all the testosterones.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
when a woman orgasms, when she's had her orgasm, and she drops there and she just wants to fall on your chest and hold you.
Right.
Guys, we're all hump chump. So we get up and we're jumping around the house. We're all energetic now.
I know. I want to go to sleep.
No. What?
Oh yes.
No. No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
No.
Okay,
no.
then that's one area you and I are different, I'm pleased
See?
To say. But this is a good book, and I think your life
You got
to
give me one more. Give me one more from the list. What else is on the list? Give me one more, because there's some good stuff on that
big
list.
Big plugs. Contrary to popular belief, this is him to her, right?
All right.
Contrary to popular belief, I take commitment seriously once I've made the decision to commit.
See, made the decision to commit.
From her to him. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not always after a commitment and may occasionally just be looking for a good time.
Uh-huh.
Honesty.
Honesty. Yeah.
Jeez, this is good. This is
That's your full copy. And the great thing about a book, Harris, you don't have to read it top to bottom. You find your own chapter, whatever you're going through at this time, and you start there. That's what you do.
Here's the walkaway checklist. Listen to this.
Walkaway. Ooh, nice.
Now, for anybody who's in a relationship and you're thinking it's not for you, if these are your signals, walk away.
Knowing when to walk away, yes.
Trust has gone out of the window.
Mm-hmm.
We are emotionally disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
We are disrespectful towards mm-hmm. each other. Disrespect, get out, right?
Yep.
We keep arguing about the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
The laughter is dried up, leaving only tension. Very bad.
Mm-hmm.
The sex has become dissatisfactory.
Ugh.
Phone calls are uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, I'm just kind of say hello, hi, okay, good night, bye.
I know that feeling. You know that feeling when you can't wait to get off the phone with someone. Oh, man.
I'm just calling because I know I'm supposed to. You're going to call me in the morning and go, you didn't call me last night.
Yep.
Hey,
we're
just
only
want to call.
In the relationship to out of fear of change or to keep up appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Our values and our future ambitions are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the relationship is abusive, verbally, emotionally, physically, or otherwise. Get out.
Get out. Get out.
Well, Stavell, you've said it all. What is there to say? We've got to take Mark's call quickly before we go to unnews. Is this Mark about that race? Oh, hang on. I was trying to talk to Mark quickly. Find out about the race that's happening this weekend. Our sales manager, Neil's actually doing it. Let me just go to this. Stavell, stick around for a little bit.
All right.
I want you to hear this. Maybe you'll be interested in doing this. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Hey, Gareth, how's it going, bud?
I'm good, man. I'm very, very good. Now, listen, I wanted to find out from you, and I'm sorry we're doing this right at the end of the show, but I wanted to get it out before we finished up today. Tell me about the race that's happening this weekend. We've been playing the ads. There's a lot going on around it. I see posters up around town. What is it?
Gareth, it's basically we've created like an adventure weekend starting at Moss Park. Saturday we have something called the Hollow Dura, which is a trail and obstacle run.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a 6, 12 and 18 kilometer run. Obstacles, forests, reeds, really beautiful parts of urban Johannesburg.
Right.
And then the Sunday is a big one. We have the Juma, which is the Josie Urban Mountain Bike Adventure.
Right.
And
this
is a crazy, crazy race.
That's the Juma. Then you can go and find out more at juma.co.za. That's J-U-M-A. And you are the CEO of BAM, right?
Yes.
That's specialist event experience creation company. You invented this. You came up with the idea for this mountain bike adventure concept.
Yeah, look, I thought everything that exciting and adventurous, unfortunately, doesn't happen in Johannesburg. So what we're trying to do with BAM is bring exciting adventure stuff into the basic city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great mountain bike races, 6 hours drive away, 2 hours drive away. But it's very exciting to have something within the urban environment of Josie. And Josie is really beautiful. I mean, there's amazing forest sections, amazing green belts.
Now, Mark, a lot of people say that Johannesburg is very boring, but you want to prove that that's not the case, right?
Absolutely. Johannesburg is a great platform and a great city for these type of events.
We know a lot of people love mountain biking. We know lots of people have these mountain bikes, and they're desperate to get out there and play. So when you set up a course like this, is there enough stuff to keep it interesting?
Yeah, there's more interesting stuff on this mountain bike route than I've challenged any other mountain bike race in the country.
Wow.
Being urban, there's no natural farms, pathways, roads, kopjes, mountains, etc., etc. We have to take into consideration the terrain we've got, traffic flows, various other factors that other mountain bike riders don't have to. And to get around these problems, we have to do things like build scaffolding bridges over Rivonia Road. So we don't affect the traffic flow, which is going to take a double-decker bus and use it. We're in about 5 kilometers of stormwater drains, which require scaffolding board in and out.
I actually saw that. You know what? I was driving along Rivonia yesterday, and I saw it near the Morningside Shopping Center. Is that you guys?
That's us, yeah.
Wow, okay. This is very exciting.
Yeah, because of the environment, we actually create so much. I mean, we've got 120-meter floating bridges over Emerentia. We've got floating bridges over sinkholes that have developed in Parkview Golf Course. As I said, we've got a 700-meter underground tunnel through Zoo Lake. So it's crazy stuff. So I think I must say it's a very exciting race. One of the best descriptions, I think, of this race was it takes you back to your childhood days of exploring the city in your BMX. So it's really, really cool.
Dude, I'm very pleased that we got to speak to you this morning. I'm sorry it's been a bit of a rush, but thank
you. No worries. Thank you for your time.
We can find out more by going to josieadventure.co.za or to juma.co.za, depending on whether you want to do the obstacle running race on the Saturday or the mountain bike adventure on the Sunday. Thank you very much for talking to us, Mark.
Cool. Thanks for time. Thanks for having me, Gareth.
All right, dude. No problem. Thank you. There we go. You do a lot of this fitness stuff, or are you more of a relaxed guy who just happens to have a fast metabolism and you lucked out with perfect genes? Huh? What's the story, Stavel?
What? To run
you,
around?
Yeah. What do you do fitness-wise?
Oh, man. I'm one of those. I love adrenaline. The adrenaline rush for me is everything. So I'm always in the gym. That's what I'm about. Huh. I play soccer daily. Yeah. Like, from here, I'll probably most likely go play soccer. I start at 10:30.
Okay, well then so, I'll let you go and do that. Listen, man, it's always good to see you.
No, it's good to see
this
you.
This book is it looks to be very fascinating. I'm going to take a look at it properly.
I expect you to read it, sir. I want a full review.
My Jamaican brother, Stavel Mark, our guest this morning, and you can find out more. Where else can we find out about the book and everything to do with you?
So, I mean, the book's official website is available, therefineplayer.com.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I'm stevelmark.com. Mm-hmm. All my social handles are stevelmark, S-T-E-V-E-L-M-A-R-C. The book is 206 rands, exclusive books, and I don't know how much there are at the other bookstores, but it's available at all fine bookstores. It's available worldwide Amazon. It's already a bestseller.
Awesome.
It's already a bestseller. Go get it. Go get it.
Congratulations, man.
No, thank you, sir.
And success to you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Steve.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call the Jamaican High Commission for you.
Yes.
And I'm going to get them to organize a trip for you. You have to go. You
Let's
have to find
it.
Your
I'm
roots, not, my
dude,
friend.
Dude, I'm in.
You got to find your roots.
Please,
here we go.
I'm there.
Jamaica. Love it. CliffCentral.com.